जयो राधा माधवा गुंज बिहारी, जयो गोपी जनावल्लभा गिरिवरदारी, जयो गोपी जनावल्लभा गिरिवरदारी, यशोदानन्दन व्रज जनरञ्जन, यशोदानन्दन व्रज जनरञ्जन, यमुना तीरावनचारी, यमुना तीरावनचारी, जयो राधा माधवा गुंज बिहारी, जयो राधा माधवा गुंज बिहारी, जयो गोपी जनवल्लभा गिरिवरदारी, यशोदानन्दन व्रज जनरञ्जन, यशोदानन्दन व्रज जनरञ्जन, यमुना तीरावनचारी, यमुना तीरावनचारी, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, जयो राधा वृंदावन बिहारी, राधा वृंदावन बिहारी राधे, जयो श्री गौरंग जयो श्री गौरंग श्री गौरंग जयो श्री गौरंग, जयो राधा मदन मोहन ललिता देवी, राधा मदन मोहन ललिता देवी, जयो गिरि गोवर्धन जय गिरि गोवर्धन गिरि गोवर्धन जय गिरि गोवर्धन प्रभुपाद 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 जय जय प्रभुपाद जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य स्तोत्र सतसि श्रीमद् डिवाइन ग्रेस अभे चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत श्रमशील प्रभुपाद की जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजकाचार्य स्तोत्र सतसि श्रीमद् डिवाइन ग्रेस भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी प्रभुपाद महाराज की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की नामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की ग्रंथराज श्रीमद्भागवतम की ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th Canto, Chapter 19, Chapter entitled The Island of Jambudvip, Text 24. Nayatra Vaikuntha Katha Sudapaga Nayatra Vaikuntha Katha Sudapaga न साधवो भागवतास्तदाश्रय न साधवो भागवतस्तदाश्रय न यत्र यज्ञेश मकामहोत्सव न यत्र यज्ञेश मकामहोत्सव सुरेश लोकोपि न वै सेव्यताम् सुरेश लोकोपि न वै सेव्यताम् न यत्र वैकुंठ कथा सुदापगा न साधवो भागवतस्तदाश्रयः न यत्र यज्ञेश मखामहोत्सव सुरेश लोकोपि न वै सेव्यताम् न यत्र वैकुंठ कथा सुदापगा न साधवो भागवतास्तदाश्रय न यत्र यज्ञेश मकामहोत्सव सुरेश लोकोपि न वै सेव्यताम् न यत्र वैकुंठ सकता सुदापगा न साधवो भागवतस्तदाश्रय न यत्र यज्ञेश्वर मकामहोत्सव सुरेश लोकोपि न वै सेव्यताम् न यत्र वैकुंठ कथा सुदापगा न साधवो भागवतस्तदाश्रय न यत्र यज्ञेश मकामहोत्सव सुरेश लोकोपि न वै सेव्यताम् एनी माताजी वुड लाइक टू रिसाइट Nayatra Vaikuntha Katha Sudapaga Nasadavo Bhagavatastadashraya Nayatra Yagyesha Makha Mahotsava Suresha Loko Pinavesa Sivyatam Nayatra Vaikuntha Katha Sudapaga Nasadavo Bhagavatastadashraya Nayatra Yagyesha Makha Mahotsava Suresha Loko Pinavesa Sevyatam. What to a translation? Na, not. Yatra, where? Vaikuntha Katha Sudha Apagaha. The nectarian rivers of discussions about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is called Vaikuntha, or one who drives away all anxiety. Na, nor, sadhavaha, devotees, bhagavataha, always engaged in the service of the Lord. Tat ashrayaha, who are sheltered by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Na, nor, yatra, where, yajna isha makaha. The performance of devotional service to the Lord of sacrifices. Maha utsavaha, which are actual festivals. Suresha lokaha, a place inhabited by the denizens of heaven. Api, although, na, not, vai, certainly, saha, that, sevyatam, be frequented. Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Nama Om Vishnu Padhaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Mukam karoti vachalam pangum langayate girim, yat kripatam aham vande Shri Guru Dinatarinam Paramananda Madhavam Shri Chaitanya Ishwaram. Hare Krishna, so we'd like to welcome all the devotees to today morning's Bhagavatam class. We seek your blessings, that we may speak something which is beneficial and which will please the Supreme Personality of Godhead and all the Vaishnavas. So, the translation of this verse, before that, let us see the background of the verse that we are discussing, verse 24. So, this is a series of verses where the demigods, the devatas, they are glorifying human birth in Bharatavarsha. So, the devatas, you know, in one sense, if we see, they are more exalted, most exalted, people who like to be a deva, right? But they are glorifying human birth in this Bharatavarsha. So past few days, couple of days, we've been hearing from many devotees, yesterday Vasudev Prabhu, Anantaragar Prabhu, how the glories of Bharatadesha, Bharatavarsha, especially having a human birth in the land of Bharat, in India, they mentioned like some 600 crore tirthas are there, in Bharat, and you know the importance of human life, how rare is it, as well as getting human life, it's a great facility in India. So So the demigods like this, they, you know, they say that birth as a demigod is not advantageous. Although people want to be a demigod, a powerful controller, they're saying being born as a demigod is not advantageous. Because why? Because there is Atishaya Indriya Mahotsavam. So because of Atishaya, extreme, Indriya Utsava, because of extreme festival of the senses, extreme festival of the senses, Atishaya Indriya Utsava. So because of so much sense gratification, so much titillation or agitation of the senses, they said they are unable to remember God. So this is the reality in this world. In any situations of extremity, extremes, whether, you know, it's too much happiness or too much lamentation, we tend to forget God. So when a person is so happy, right? If you remember the school days or college days when we are with friends and someone gets a good result, first we enjoy and party with friends, and probably, you know, if the result, before exam we go to God, after exam we forget God. Isn't it? Before exam, people go break coconuts or whatever it may be. But after exam, people forget. So because in times of extreme jubilation, happiness, very difficult to remember God. One is carried away. Similarly, when there is too much suffering also, that doesn't necessitate that a person will become a devotee. So kabhi kabhi we think that, you know, life may, you know, you need some suffering. If there is suffering in life, tab log sudhar jate hai. Tab log tera aankh khulega. They open their eyes if there's some suffering. But that's not true. If suffering alone will make people devotees, then the whole world will be a devotee. It's not necessary. Suffering does not necessarily make you a devotee. But suffering, too much suffering, can make one an atheist also. One becomes atheistic. They say that God does not exist. Why is there so much suffering? So therefore, it is very difficult in situations of atishaya, extreme. Now, then we look at the benefit of this world. Bhuloka, this world is also called as Mrtyaloka. Mrtyaloka means the world of mortals, we, living people. So in this world, Mrtyaloka or Bhuloka, there is a balance. Right? There is 50-50. 50% a little happiness sometimes, 50% a little difficulty. There's a balance. Like in the third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Kapila says to his mother that you can experience hell, hellish suffering, even in this world. We can experience hellish suffering even in this world. When he's giving the descriptions of how the Jivatma goes through, suffers through hell, he says that this, don't think that that hellish experience there. You can experience hellish suffering here. And we see in this world, when there's places of war, how they capture people, how they torture people. My God, it's exactly like descriptions of hell. Kabhi kabhi soche lage ki wo log udhar jaake seekha. They went to hell and learned how to torture people. And then they came here and they're torturing the people the same way, right? In the descriptions. So we can experience extreme heavenly pleasures. In this world, there are places like Hawaii. Hawaii, very beautiful, nice. There are some places, like the country that I come from, very beautiful, Malaysia. So beautiful beaches, no much problems, nice environment. So there are places where very beautiful, but there are also places where a lot of suffering. Like if you see certain difficult countries like Somalia, Bosnia. So even in this material world, this Mrtyaloka, you will find 50-50. But that is also an issue. Why that's an issue? Balance be issue, hai, extreme be issue. Hai. Extreme issue, if there's too much extremities, there's an issue. If there's balance, so there's issue. Why? Because in both situations of hot and cold, two types of extremities, sometimes we don't take things too seriously. We start thinking, oh, tomorrow will be a better day. Or another place will be a better place. Like someone who's suffering in a third world country, they will desire to go to a second world country. Right? And someone who is suffering in a metropolitan country, for example, like the Western countries, they would desire to go for somewhere, a country which is a little more, non-urban. Right? Someone a little more rural. So they want to go to rural countries. Those who are suffering in metropolis, in big cities. So therefore we see that even in a place where there is balance, we always start looking for the other. Therefore this world is very funny. Whether hot or cold or extremities, there's always a tendency to forget God. in the Mukundamala Stotra, there are two beautiful verses which describes 15 and 16. So Kulashekar Alwar, Kulashekar Perumal, he's telling to the people of this world. So he begins the 15th verse by addressing the people of this world. He says, He loka shrenuta prasuti marana vyade chikit sammimam. He loka, hey people of this world, shrenuta, please listen. I'm going to give you a solution. Chikitsam. I'm going to give you a, like in Hindi, so it's, you know, chikitsaya. Chikitsalaya, what do you call hospital? Chikitsalaya, no? Chikitsalaya, that means a hospital. So chikitsam imam, I'm going to give you a medicine. What's the medicine for? Mere to bimari to nahi hai. I'm not disease. He says, hey, prasuti, marana, vyadi, birth, death, and disease. This is the three diseases you have. Please listen. So, okay, let's listen. But then, sometimes, you know, when someone gives you a medicine, you doubt. Dawai sach kaam aayega kya? Pehle koi liya ki nahi? You know? Badrin type, bahut experience. Ek dawai denge to 100 prashna puchenge. So he says, Yogagya samudaharanti munayoyam yagya valkyadaya. Yogagya, jo log expert, people who are expert in yoga, they have recommended this medicine. He gives one doctor's name, Yagya Valkya. Yagya Valkya is the master of Yajurveda. So he gives one doctor's name. Dekho, take this. So what is the medicine? He says, Antarjyotirameyamekam amritam. Krishnakyam apiyatam. Drink this drink, Krishnakyam. The brand is Krishna. Drink this medicine, which brand is Krishna. Antarjyoti amiyam. Don't look for anything outside. The medicine is inside actually. Yeah, homemade, desi product. Homemade medicine. Don't look for anything outside. Antarjyoti amiyam. And what is the product name? Krishnakyam. The name is Krishna. So then you may ask, what will happen if I drink? What is the effect? Sometimes we read, na? Warning, caution. If you read medicine, drink too much, you get diarrhea or something like that, loose motion. We are a bit cautious. So here also, Kulashekar Perumal, he gives the last line. He says, Tat pitam paramaushadam vitanute nirvanam atyantikam. You'll get atyantik nirvanam. That means you'll become eternally, absolutely liberated. All problems solved. This is called as Paramaushadam. It's not normal Aushada, it's Paramaushadam. He says it like that. But still, after hearing this verse, after hearing the recommendation of Kulashekara, people are thinking, who will take Krishna brand? Krishnakyam, who will take Krishna brand? Let me take some other brand. Let me take some other medicine. So many medicines are there. Why to take this medicine? Someone may still doubt. Someone may still think, I'm my own expert. Let me make my own medicines. Sometimes when we are sick, people tell us, take this medicine. Garam pani peeke teek ho jata hai. I'll drink hot water. I'll sometimes we have that hurt, no? At least I have like that. So, right? He knows. Give me medicine. Garam pani peeke teek ho jata hai. So sometimes we think that I'm my own expert. Right? I will get by. Don't worry. So then now, Kulashekara becomes a little angry. In the 16th verse, he says, Hey Martya, hey person who's going to die. ये तो मरने वाले हैं हे मृत्या परमं हितं श्रुणुतवो वक्षामि संक्षेपता हे पर्सन इज गोइंग टू डाई परमं हितं आई एम सेइंग फॉर योर इटर्नल बेनिफिट श्रुणुतवः प्लीज लिसन फॉर यू ओनली आई एम स्पीकिंग समझ नहीं पड़ते अरे कितना बोल रहे ही सेज वक्षामि संक्षेपता आई विल स्पीक वेरी शॉर्ट कॉन्साइज डोंट वरी आई एम नॉट गोइंग टू टेक अप योर टाइम. Then people will listen, na? Are kitna bolenge abhi? If someone says, okay, suno, I want to give you a lecture. I'm going to speak only for 2 minutes. Okay. So he says, He mrtya paramam hitam shrinutavo vakshami shangshepata samsaramarnam apad urmi bahulam samyak pravishastitaha. Please understand your disease condition. You have samyak pravisha. You have completely entered into this ocean of birth and death and you are being hit and tossed by the waves. Please understand your stita, your stiti. Nana jnanam apasya chetasinamo narayana itiyamum. He says so many different types of knowledge you are trying to use. Forget everything. Take only one.
the holy name of the Lord, that medicine which I told you, Krishnakyam. Mantram sapranavam pranama sahitam pravatya pravartayadhyam muhu. Continuously take the holy name and pay obeisance to the Lord. This is the medicine. So like this, we see that the demigods are saying about this material world. Material world, even they are suffering atishaya indriya utsavam. But even in this material world, even in this Bharata Varsha, even in this land of dharma, still it's not so easy. People are always doubtful. So Kulushekhar got angry. First he called, hey Loka, then he called, hey Mrtya. So like this, the demigods, they continue to say, the devatas, they continue to say that a short life in Bharata Varsha is better than even a long life in Brahma Loka. What is the use of being born as a demigod? Small living, small life in this world is much greater. They compare like this. So we see a similar verse in second canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, where it is said, Ayur harati vaipum samudyanastam chayannaso tasyarte yatshano nita uttama shloka vartaya. Wherever there's uttama shloka varta, varta means news. Wherever there's news or katha of the Lord, there the sun's udhyan and astan does not take away your life. Right? One continues to live a very quality life. So like this, the series of verses in second canto, it comes. People start to argue, no. What life is that? Life is meant for eating, enjoying, being merry. What they say? Kao, pio, and ash karo. Kao, pio, ash karo. That's what life is meant for. Not for this. Then Sutta Goswami, they say, Tarava kim na jivanti, bastra kim na swashantyuta, na khadanti na meyanti, kim grame pashavo pare. He says, what are you talking about long life? The trees, do not the trees have long life? You desire long life, trees have longer life than you. What is the point of a long life? We are not here for quantity, we are here for quality. But they may argue, trees life, but trees cannot breathe. He says, Bastra Kim, the bellows of the blacksmith. Okay, nowadays we don't see. In villages we still have, we are fortunate. Just outside our Govardhan Eco Village, around maybe 10 kilometers radius, you'll see many people who do welding. Right? They have, and who do like foundry work basically. You know Marathi, Velna, na? Vela, for cutting. So, for cutting that, they make that here. Foundry, they have that. So there you see actually bellows, first time I saw in my life. Okay, big bellows. And Srila Prabhupada is saying that bellows is also made of skin. You are also made of skin. You go, that bellows is also breathing. So what is your excellence in breathing? There's no excellence in breathing. Then they may argue, but still, what about eating, mating? He says, Kim grame pashavo pare. Around the village, you see so many animals, right? When we go to villages locally, we see so many kinds of animals. Wild animals, local animals, chickens, goats, cows, buffalo, so many things. Dogs, cats, rats, snakes, everything we see. All these animals are doing same thing only. Eating and mating. What is the visheshata here? What is the greatness here? So therefore, there is no real excellence which animals also can do. So therefore, this is some background to the verse that we are discussing. So we look at this verse, Nayatra Vaikunta Katha Sudapaga, Nasadavo Bhagavata Stadashraya, Nayatra Yagyesha Maka Mahotsava Suresha Lokopi Vai Nasevyatam. So here the translation Prabhupada writes, three things. An intelligent person does not take interest in a place, even in the topmost planetary system, if the pure Ganges of topics concerning of the Supreme Lord's activities does not flow there. If there's no Vaikuntha Katha, if there's no Harikatha. Okay. Second, if there are not devotees engaged in the service on the banks of such river of piety, right? If there is no actually sadhavo bhagavata stadashraya, if there's no surrendered devotees. So if there's no Harikatha, or if there's no Harijana in the right sense, right? There's no Haribhaktas. Or if there are no festivals of Sankirtan Yajna to satisfy the Lord, okay? If there is no Yajnesha Maka Mahotsava, then such a place is not a place that someone should take interest in. So in this verse, these three things, Harikata, Harijana and Hariseva, wherever these three things, these three elements are, such places, okay, if these three things are not there, Acharya say two things. Such places should not be aspired for. You should not have a desire to go and visit there. You should not be on your travel list. If the place has no Harikata, there's no Harijanas, no devotees, and no Hariseva, or means offering, one should not go there. Second thing they say, Acharyas write this, such a place does not deserve respect. Should not respect such a place. Very amazing. So I found this word very interesting, the third line, Yagyesha Makah. Yagya Isha Makah. In one sense, all three words mean the same thing. Yagya can be used to mean the Lord, Isha also Lord, and Makah means Lord also. Vishnu is known by these three words. So, you know, if not Yagya and Makah, means both mean sacrifice. Do bar sacrifice kyun bol rahe? Yagya Isha Makah. So this word translates to sacrifices in devotional service to the Lord. Sacrifices in devotional service to the Lord. So therefore we can see, when we say Hari Seva, it means there must be some selfless endeavor. So that place where people are voluntarily giving their service for the satisfaction of the Lord, that is Yagyesha Isha Makaha. Such a place where people are voluntarily giving their energy, sacrifice in devotional service. So in one of the commentaries of Srimad Bhagavatam, there's one Acharya, very great scholar who comes in the Madhva Sampradaya. His name is Yadavarya. So I'm taking a few commentaries which are a little significant. So Yadavarya Acharya in Madhvacharya, he mentions in the commentary to this verse, he says, according to Kaimutika Nyaya, okay, if any place, okay, if in the absence of the above, these three things, if in the absence of these above three things, even a stay in Bharata, does not become desirable. So we are glorifying Bharata Varsha, but if these three things are not there, Yadavarya Acharya says that even a person does not want to stay in Bharat if these three things are not there. So, interesting, in Krama Sandarbha, Jiva Goswami says a very similar thing. He says, here, in this verse, the idea that only Bharata has bhakti is refuted. To think that only Bharata Varsha has bhakti is refuted. Because wherever there's three things, right? What are the three things? Harikatha, Harijana, that means devotees, and Hari Seva, that place is glorified. So here, Jiva Goswami in his Krama Sandarbha is thinking, please, when you hear this verse, don't think that only Bharata has bhakti. No, wherever these three things are, he said, any planet is praised if it has bhakti. However, as Bharata is profuse with bhakti, it is praised in this chapter. Jiva Goswami writes like this. So let's see the purport by Srila Prabhupada. We'll take some sections and we'll discuss. So Srila Prabhupada writes, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in the land of Bharata Varsha, specifically in Bengal, in the district of Nadia, where Navadvip is situated. It is therefore to be concluded, as stated by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, that within this universe, this planet is the best planet. And on this planet, the land of Bharata Varsha is the best. And in the land of Bharata Varsha, Bengal is still better. And in Bengal, the district of Nadia is still better. And in Nadia, the best place is Navadvip. Because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared there to inaugurate the performance of the sacrifice of the chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. The Shastras recommend Krishna Varnam Tvishakrishnam Sangopangastra Parshadam Yagye Sankirtana Prayer Yajantihi Sumedasha. Lord Sri Krishna Mahaprabhu is always accompanied by his very confidential associates such as Sri Nityananda, Sri Gadadhara, and Sri Advaita, and by many devotees like Srivas. They are always engaged in chanting the name of the Lord and are always describing Lord Krishna. Therefore, this is the best among all places in this universe. So we see, like devotees are discussing, you know, that we are very fortunate. There are so many dhams. And therefore, we go for dham yatras. Why? To recharge ourselves. We go to dham yatras. We go to such holy places. Now, soon, next month, Ram Mandir will open. This Kumbh Mela is also there. So many people are, we get a chance for seva also. So many people are going to such holy places to get recharged, meeting the holy people. Not only going to the places, but following the footsteps of great souls, devotees are also establishing different replicas of such dhams for the further benefit of everyone. If a dham is there, those who go to the dham, they get benefited. But what happens if people cannot go to the dham? Then the devotees, they create dhams in other places so that the local people can become benefited by it. His Holiness Bhakti Purushottam Swami Maharaj, whenever we go to Mayapur, he always says, as devotees are leaving to Mayapur, they say, Maharaj, please bless us, we are going home now. He said, why are you going home? Where are you going home? You're already home. Now you're temporarily going out somewhere to do some work. You're already home. Mayapur is your home. You have not come here to visit. Now you're going home. So Purushottam Maharaj, every time, he says the very common. Don't think that, sorry Maharaj, now I'm leaving Mayapur, I'm going home. No, this is your home. Now you're temporarily have to go somewhere to do some work. Please come back. So the dham is our real home. Srila Prabhupada continues. Srila Prabhupada says, the Krishna conscious movement has established its center in Sri Dham Mayapur, the birth site of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to give men the great opportunity to go there and perform a constant festival of Sankirtan Yajna. We see in Sri Dham Mayapur, holy places like Vrindavan, constant Harinam is going on. Now especially after Kartik month is over, till Gaur Purnima, every Saturday, today is a Saturday, you will have the elephant parade, where elephants will come and go on the road. So people are so eager, they know after Kartik, elephants will come every Saturday. So another attraction, Saturday everyone wants to come. I think every day? No, Saturday only. Saturdays only. I forgot. So Prabhupada continues to say, as recommended herein, Yagyesha Maka Mahotsava, and to distribute prasada to millions of hungry people hankering for spiritual emancipation. I found this very interesting. Prabhupada's not writing that distributing prasada to millions of people who are just hungry. He writes, people who are hungry for what? Spiritual emancipation. That means people are coming, they're taking kichdi and all, we think they're just hungry. How? But no. The vision of the Vaishnava is that people are hungry for bhakti. Right? So this is the mission of Krishna conscious movement. So these two things, Nama Sankirtan, or Sankirtan in any way, and Prasad distribution. So we see this Govardhan Eco Village project is living this verse. Probably there should be a plaque somewhere of this verse. Nayatra Vaikunta Kata Sudapaga, somewhere. Anyways, who am I? So recently His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj also, he shared about the history of Govardhan Eco Village very beautifully. So this place was or is a jungle, right? Nothing was there, but through the very hard efforts of many devotees and the promotion of Sankirtan Yajna and Prasada Seva, slowly this place is beautifully manifesting. If we think in terms of Harikatha, the vibration of the holy name, so His Grace Gaurang Prabhu, along with His Grace Gaurang Darshan Prabhu, for many years they have been promoting the recitation, non-stop recitation of Bhagavadam through various courses, Vidyapit, where every day Bhagavadam is being chanted in the Gurukul, in the English school, devotees are always chanting. There are many classes, kathas and programs. Bhagavadam class is one, but there are also parallel many classes. For many years we have seen, right? There are all levels of community. For example, in the community, in our Grihastha community, there is a Bhakti Shastri program for many years, from the times of Yugal Kirtan Prabhu. They used to do Bhakti Shastri for the community. Continuing. There are counselor meets. Sundays, there are kirtans, Adikesha Prabhu, and all. They have beautiful kirtans. This is all so many things of development. For the Varishta community, for the senior citizens of our farm, for many years I've seen His Grace Shivananda Shyam Prabhu give class, Bhagavad Gita, to the senior devotees. For children in the community, I've seen also many years His Grace Shyam Pyare Prabhu used to give classes for Gurukul, English school, like that, very nice. For the staffs that work in GEV, they may not necessarily be devotees, but we have seen for many years, beginning with Sri Vallabh Prabhu, who was in charge of HR, and now so many devotees are there who come. Kitchen team, our kitchen, every morning they do Sankirtan, they have classes also weekly, so that's very beautiful, like that. So like this, you know, Harikatha is being promoted. In terms of Harikirtan, we see, for many years in Govardhan Eco Village, His Grace Sri Gaur Charan Prabhu, His Grace Jai Sachinandan Prabhu, they used to do kirtans. We used to have kirtans in villages every Tuesday. We used to go around. And then kirtans inside GEV. At one point of time, every Sunday was a kirtan. You know, we tried many things, right? Many combinations, permutations. And, you know, during lockdowns, when lockdown was there, we used to do kirtan visiting the communities. So every evening, we used to go to Radhanagri. You guys remember that? Gangotri, Nimai Nagri. And every day, we used to go on kirtans, Harinam. And then the devotees in these three communities used to do dramas based on Krishna book. So we would come with kirtan, they would reciprocate us with Harikatha. So that was very beautiful. Like we try many ways. Now daily Harinam Sankirtan goes on, 7:30 to 8 o'clock. Right? Soon the gazebo is manifesting where Harinam will continue. So like this, over a period of many years, a decade or so, because the vision is clear that Harinam and Prasad Seva has to go on slowly. It's not easy. We tried many permutations, combinations, many discussions, arguments, whatever it may be. But slowly it is manifesting. Inside and outside Govardhan Eco Village, we have Annakshetra, Prasadam distribution. In Temple Hall, Prasadam goes on. Khichdi distribution, Khichdi Prasad, village preaching. Right? Everywhere, Prasadam is going. Even through our Srinathji Cafe, right? It is made in an appealing form, in a, how you say, commercial form, so that people from outside, easy to carry to other places. We cannot carry Khichdi home, right? But now the form of Prasadam is given in such a way where you can take the glories of Shri Shri Radha Vrindavan Bihari, take it to Mumbai, take it to Surat. So this is another way of Prasadam distribution, beautiful. And now over the past maybe 1-2 years, we are seeing the focus or arrangements made for book distribution. Right? Those devotees here, we can see over the years how it's slowly expanding. Now in GEV, we have 3 location stalls are there. Slowly devotees are coming, Varishta devotees are coming. They are, you know, helping out. This is very beautiful. So slowly things are growing like this. Right? Harikatha, Harijana and Hariseva. These things are slowly growing. Srila Prabhupada continues the purport. Srila Prabhupada quotes from Chaitanya Bhagavat. Prabhupada says, Chaitanya Bhagavat confirms this as follows. He gives a translation of a verse. One should not desire to be elevated even to a place in the heavenly planetary system if it has no propaganda to expand the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. No trace of Vaishnavas, pure devotees of the Lord. No festivals for spreading Krishna consciousness. It would be better to live perpetually cramped within the airtight bag of a mother's womb, where one can at least remember the lotus feet of the Lord, rather than to live in a place where there is no opportunity to remember His lotus feet. I pray not to be allowed to take birth in such a condemned place. Okay, this is a translation from Chaitanya Bhagavat. The context is basically in Chaitanya Bhagavat. This is Madhya Khanda. When Vrindavan Das Thakur is explaining Kapila Shiksha, the teachings of Lord Kapila, he comes to a section where he gives the prayers of the child within the womb. So the child within the womb is praying. So we don't only find the prayers in Bhagavatam, we find the prayers in Chaitanya Bhagavat also. A beautiful verse in Bengali.
Jekane to mara nahi yashera prachar Jata nahi Vaishnava janera avatar Jekane tomara yatra mahotsava nai Indra loka hoileo taha nahi chai Garbhavasa dukha prabhu eho mora bhala Jadi tora smirti mora rahe sarvakala तोर पाद पद्मेरा स्मरण नाही यातहीन कृपा कर प्रभु न फेलिब तथा.
सो ही सेज लाइक दिस नो, बेटर आई स्टे इन द वूम देन टू गो टू सच अ प्लेस. सो वी सी दिस गोवर्धन इको विलेज हैज बीन मैनिफेस्टेड हियर एंड इट हैज क्रिएटेड ऑस्पिशियसनेस. इट हैज क्रिएटेड ग्रेट ऑस्पिशियसनेस बिकॉज ऑफ हरि सेवा, हरिजना एंड हरिकथा दैट कंटिन्यूज फॉर ऑल द लोकल पीपल एंड फॉर एवरी वन हु कम्स टू विजिट. Prabhupada continues the purport. He says, he gives a warning. Prabhupada likes to give like that. No? Purport, he explains. Then at the end, he gives some warning. He always does like that. So at the end of this purport, Prabhupada writes, similarly, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says that since Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the inaugurator of the Sankirtan movement, anyone who performs Sankirtan to please the Lord, okay, Sankirtan should be in the mood of pleasing the Lord, not to please yourself. Sankirtan in the mood of pleasing the Lord is very, very glorious. Such a person has perfect intelligence, sumedha, whereas others are in the ignorance of material existence. Of all the sacrifices mentioned in Vedic literatures, the performance of Sankirtan Yajna is the best. Even the performance of 100 Ashwamedha sacrifices cannot compare to the sacrifice of Sankirtana. According to the author of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, if one compares Sankirtan Yajna to other Yajnas, he is a Pashandi, an infidel, and is liable to be punished by Yamaraj. There are many Mayavadis, impersonalists, who think that the performance of Sankirtan Yajna is a pious activity, Punya Karma, similar to the performance of Ashwamedha Yajna or other such pious functions. This is Naam Aparad, the eighth offense to the holy name. Chanting of the holy name of Narayana and chanting of other names are never equal despite what Mayavadis think. So we should never feel that this Hare Krishna Mahamantra, this Nama Sankirtan is a Punya Karma, Punya Karya. It is an auspicious ritualistic activity. Not like that. It's a very elevated activity which can give Shuddha Bhakti. So we cannot compare the potency or the power of Hari Bhakti to any mundane Karmakanda. Because whether Sukriti to Prema, Harinam can give this whole levels. For a new person, he may be giving Sukriti. And for someone who has the right mood in chanting, can give you Prema. But Harinam can give all these things. It's the same ingredient, holy name. But it can give both. It can create your bhakti, continue your bhakti and give you the fruit of bhakti also. So the catalyst which changes Sukriti to the endeavor for Prema is the Vaishnava Sangha. The catalyst which changes holy name giving you Sukriti to holy name giving you Prema, that catalyst is Vaishnava Sangha. And this Vaishnava Sangha reacts, sorry, little chemical class, huh? That catalyst Vaishnava Sangha reacts with one element within us. That element is our Shraddha. The Vaishnava Sangha reacts with the element of Shraddha, faith within our heart, which transforms Sukriti into Prema, else the process is the same. So recently in our Govardhan Eco Village, we had a great gathering of devotees. The Govardhan Annakut festival, even in Kartik Yatra, there was a great gathering of devotees, and especially recently the festival of gratitude. You know, what Vaishnav energy? I don't know, but I think most people would agree that after a few days also, there was a little hangover with the Vaishnava Sangha. Right? There was a little hangover with the energy of the Vaishnavas. Such a beautiful sight. Right? Even for someone who is not very public or crowd friendly, right, someone may not feel very comfortable in crowds, still it was a very beautiful sight. Because if you think about it, it was a gathering of thousands of jivatmas who are dedicated to go back home, back to Godhead in this very lifetime. 13,000 people who are chanting Hare Krishna, following four regular principles, taken the shelter of a Shri Guru, bona fide spiritual master, all of them who are convinced within their heart that I want to serve and love Krishna. That is the gathering of such people. How rare is it? Amazing. What determination, right? So therefore, the gathering of Vaishnavas, they purify. It's a very purifying crowd, right? If in retrospect, if we need to compare, during that Kartik Yatra also, some of us were in stay back seva. So 6 days, they were Diwali holidays. And 6 days, there was a flood of visitors in Govardhan Eco Village. Now, they were not all devotees. Most of them, 99% were not devotees. But they were flood of devotees. Non-devotees or visitors. And there was a different kind of energy there. Okay? So, the few of us who were here, we were scattering how to maintain. Shivana Champu will remember. The most affected departments were security, guest tour, our Annakshetra, cafe, daily visit. They were the most affected party. Why? Everyone went on chuti and they had to handle the brunt of thousands of devotees, thousands of people for 6 days. So, you know, I also thought that let me also try to help, but the crowd was a little overwhelming for my nature. So one day I went to serve prasadam in Annakshetra, overwhelming crowd. And, you know, it was very tough. After a few hours, people shouting and pushing and this and that, you feel a little uncomfortable. Somehow or other, because of devotees, we had big festivals also. We had our own Annakut. So many people coming. People were eating everywhere in Vrindavan Forest. Anywhere you can imagine. All the temples, all that, what do you call, Kaman? Chhatri and entrance towards the temple. People were sitting everywhere, eating. Drones, cups were everywhere. There were people eating in this temple hall also. There were 5-6 groups made. And they were eating that Shankarpali. People were getting up, walking towards the Prabhuji, taking the Shankarpala, coming back, sitting down and eating in the temple hall. And it was just uncontrollable everywhere. People, people. And you know, we were a little suffocated. So that's a different kind of energy. That energy has to be a little channeled. So we also, you know, we started discussing among ourselves, those who were in the stay back team. I was telling, you know, I was giving a lot of ideas. I was telling Prabhuji, all the temples we should have Prabhupada chanting continuously. So thoda sa log shant ho jate, you know, we need this, we need that. So like that, you know, we ultimately the solution is Nama Sankirtan and Prasad. That is the solution. But the Vaishnava Sangha, the Vaishnava gathering, that's a very powerful gathering which purifies. In the beginning of Chaitanya Bhagavat, there's a very beautiful verse which Vrindavan Das Thakur glorifies. This verse is actually from Padma Puran. It is also quoted in Hari Bhakti Shudodaya. He says, Padbyam bhumir dishodrigbyam dorbyan chamangalam diva bahu dosadyate rajan krishna bhaktasya nirtatya. Padbyam bhumir. When the devotees dance, they jump. And when their feet touch the ground, earth is purified. Scientific, huh? Sometimes people ask, many years ago, around 15 plus years ago, when I was in Malaysia still, one devotee from Bhaktivedanta Institute, he had come, and BI, you know, technical people. So he was giving a class to us, and that time he challenged us. You should, all of you, because we are all from, you know, postgraduate background, so all of us were sitting there, and he was telling, all of you should write papers, you should do thesis on how dancing in Kirtan is so scientific that it purifies. So that time, you know, 15 years ago, can you imagine? I was half the age I am now. So then I was thinking that, wow, is it really? How to prove this scientifically? And that time, you know, we were writing papers and publishing papers for our university. So he told that. I still remember it. No? And then many years later when studying Chaitanya Bhagavat, then I came to Asulika, can this verse be used as a reference? Padbyam bhumir. So by jumping and stepping on the feet, on the ground, the earth is purified. Dishodrigbyam. By looking, the 10 directions, the devotees are dancing, Haribol, Haribol, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, and they're looking everywhere. Just by looking everywhere, the directions are purified. For those who are little from pious backgrounds, you know we do Digbandhan, or you know, we purify the directions. Right? South India we have a lot. When we do Yajna and all, then we, especially the Mangala Kalash, Kalasham, then we take the water and we sprinkle every all directions, everyone. Hey Shanti, oh Shanti, hey Sap. You know, we do like that. But the best way is when devotees do kirtan and their vision looks at the 10 directions. Disho dirgbyam dorbyan cha mangalam diva. When they raise their hands, dorbya, bahu. When they raise their hands, so when we chant Hare Krishna, we should raise our hands. Huh? When they raise their hands, divaha, the heavens are purified. Bapre. People want to go heavens only when they are purified. Here the Vaishnavas are purifying heavens by chanting Hare Krishna.
Bahu dorsadyate rajan,
O king, raising their hands, they are purifying the heavens. Krishna bhaktasya nirtyata, when the devotees are chanting in kirtan. So sometimes people accuse the devotees, why you are chanting? Why are you dancing? Why are you raising your hand? Kahi likha hai kya? Haan, Padma Purana has written. Okay? So this is a very beautiful thing. And just to end, I thought I'll tell some stories. One story I heard recently, His Grace Rupa Raghunathpur told in a class. So that was a very beautiful incident. Maybe I'll re-narrate that story. So when devotees come, and such a place like Govardhan Eco Village, where Hari Seva, Hari Katha and Hari Janas are present, and selfless service is going on, it creates such a powerful magnet of purification around. All around the area, people are purified. We do not know how people will come in touch with bhakti. So recently met one student. She comes from a place which is quite far from here, 40 kilometers plus. And Rupa Raghunathpur was telling this story. Her name is Nutan Gahala. She comes from the Warli community. During lockdown, through Instagram, she became a devotee. Right? She got in touch with devotees from Chandigarh, who are disciples of His Holiness Loknath Swami Maharaj. And she gave up non-veg, although her family eats non-veg. She said, I'll cook for myself without onion garlic. She offers every day. But she did not know how to chant. There was no japamala. So one day, somehow or other, she was studying near Virar. So she went to our Palghar temple, ISKCON. She did not know any devotees. She just bought a japamala. She came back. She chants 16 rounds. She does not know that Govardhan Eco Village exists. 3 years later, recently, for the first time, she comes to Govardhan Eco Village. She has seen only the photos of Vrindavan Bihari. She did not know that they live here. Coming here, and she is so much moved, you know. Somehow, devotees were able to arrange her stay for 2 days. And she was taking darshan, and she was so absorbed, and she was so happy. So such a remote village. And when I asked what village name, I said, Aray, we have done programs here before. His Grace Rupa Raghunathpur personally has come and go to such places. There are many places where Prabhuji has moved on, doing kirtans, doing katha, doing programs. And years later, somebody becomes a devotee. Recently, after Kartik Yatra, I went to Odisha. And I do a little programs in a few local village. So I met one boy, and I've not seen him because I go every year. So I know the people. And I'm seeing this guy, he's a new guy, but he's a devotee, chanting and kantimala. So I like, where are you from? He said, I'm from this village. The village is called Basantpur. Basantpur? I said, I know most of the people in Basantpur. I've never seen you. How you became a devotee? He said, Prabhu, I'm in the same village. But one day, when I was in school, my teacher gave me Bhagavad Gita. School teacher. Those of you who are teachers, please give your students Bhagavad Gita. He gave Bhagavad Gita. And I started reading. I liked it very much. But I was thinking, where are the devotees? Now, he comes from a very small village. There's only like a few hundred population in that village. It's not a big village. And we have been doing programs there for at least 7-8 years. We have initiated devotees in that village. But he never seen them, never heard about them. Can you imagine? Ka bhagya hai. Dekho, how Lord plays. Huh? So he's in one house. He got Bhagavad Gita. He's aspiring so much. One day he travels all the way, 2.5 hours far to another city, Bhubaneswar, looking for devotees. And there he gets connect. There he starts chanting. One day while traveling, his friends see him chanting and he says, hey, where are you going? He said, my village is Basantpur. What are you saying? We have weekly satsangs in Basantpur. So then he got connected. So just see, sometimes you do program in one place, so person gets connected somewhere else. Right? Therefore, devotees, they need to move around. So for many years, senior devotees like His Grace Rupa Raghunathpur, His Grace Venudhari Prabhu, and so many our previous seniors, they have been moving around continuously, villages, 8-10 years. Sometimes people think, what is happening? No, they are throwing the seeds. They are watering the seeds. They are throwing. Later, after so many years, people are slowly popping out. You never expect in some pada, some hamlet, in some corner, someone, despite family being unfavorable, despite family being non-vegetarian, that student on their own, by the grace of Krishna, becomes a devotee, chants 16 round and desires to take shelter of Sri Krishna and Sri Guru. So it's a very amazing thing. Therefore, this Govardhan Eco-Village, I feel this project is living this very verse of Hari's Katha, Harijana, the presence of devotees, as well as Hari Seva. So I'd like to thank you all very much. So sorry for going a few minutes over time. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavadam ki, Shri Harinam Sankirtan ki, Shla Prabhupada ki, Anantakoti Vaishnavrinda ki, Jai Nitai Gaur Premanande.